My name is Xuan Feng. I'm from University of Chinese Academic Sciences. Today, my presentation is about a gravitational rule-based engine for discovering Internet of Things. Here is my outline. First, we will show our work background. Then it's our proposed rule manner for automatically rule generation called ARE. Following is the design and the implementation. Next, we evaluate our performance in the real-world data set and to further demonstrate the effectiveness of ARE, we present three ARE-based applications. Finally, we conclude our work. Nowadays, many IoT devices with communication capability have been connected to the internet, such as camera, router, also some industrial control systems and the medical equipment. Gartner reported that there are nearly 5.5 million IoT devices were getting connected to the internet every day, and moving forward 20 billion by 2020. Undoubtedly, this IoT device will promote our economic growth and improve our daily life. However, this IoT device also gives some security challenges, such as device vulnerabilities, mismanagement, misconfiguration. The well-known security instance is the Maria botnet, which compromised and exploits many IoT devices at the botnet and performs DDoS attack, crossing the internet service disruption across United States and Europe. It is also reported that some IoT devices, such as surveillance device, is used to mine Bitcoin. Today, there is main two basic approach to addressing the security challenges. The first one is reactive defense, as need to download the firmware and do some offline analysis. Another way is the proactive provision, which can prevent the potential damages by protecting malicious source, which is more efficient to defend against these larger scale security incidents like Maria botnet. To protect this IoT device in a proactive manner, discovering, cataloging, annotating this IoT device is a prerequisite step. Device annotation always contains the IoT device type, come from a vendor, and with the product model. The number of device annotation is very large. It cannot be labeled by manual effort. And traditional fingerprinting-based way cannot be used in the IoT device for the high demand of training data set and the large number of device models. Also, the traditional binary grabbing way, such as UNMIF and ZTAG, they use regular expressions and keywords to label this IoT device. The rule generation is in a manual fashion, also need some technical knowledge, and it is impossible for larger scale annotations, and it is also hard to keep updated. However, in this paper, we aim to automatically discover and annotate this IoT device in while mitigating the cost in terms of human effort and the training data set. Our key observation is based on that manufacturers always hard code some device information, like some keywords, into their application layer data to distinguish this device. Like the red picture is the HTTP application layer data of an IoT device, which may contain some keywords. And there is also some web pages to describe this IoT device, such as product review or something from Wikipedia. Given an application layer data, we can search these keywords into search engine like Google. And then we can identify from the search result that this keyword is a TP-Link wireless router. And this keyword is a device model. In this way, we can label IoT device. Our way is rule-based, and the automatic generation is mainly based on the relationship of application layer data of IoT device and the related description web pages. Although the basic idea is very simple, there are too many major challenges. The first is the application layer data is hard-coded by its manufacturer, and there is also larger number of device notations. Notably, manufacturer would release new product and abandon outdated product. Manually label every description web pages is impossible. To address these challenges, we propose an occupational rule-based engine called ARE. ARE can automatically generate rules for discovering IoT devices in the cyberspace. The cool part of ARE is the rule manner. As shown in the red picture, ARE uses a transaction data set to man rules, and the transaction data set is a relationship between the application layer data and its device description in the internet. And ARE uses the device entity recognition to extract the device notation, and finally uses the actual algorithm to learn rules from the transaction data. We define the transaction data as a pair of textual units consisting of application layer data of IoT device and the related description web pages of IoT device. And a rule is the association between a few features extracted from IoT device and the device annotation extracted from the web pages. Traditional name entity recognition is high domain specific, and it's not designed for IoT domain. We achieve poor performance in IoT domain. So we proposed a device entity recognition called DER. DER is a combination of corpus-based and rule-based. The corpus is used to extract device type and the vendor name. And the rule-based is use the regular expression to extract the product name. As shown in the red picture, red table, there is about 20 device types and more than 1,000 vendor names we used in DR. However, this heuristic method have a poor performance due to high false positive in terms of the device type and the product name. To address this problem, we use a local dependence between these entities. As shown in the red table, the true IoT device always have a strong dependence up on one another. The vendor entity first appears, followed by the device type entity, and finally the product entity. Or the vendor entity first appears, or the product entity appears, and the device type entity follows. In this way, we can achieve a high performance to extract device annotation from this description web pages. Then the remainder use the actual algorithm to establish the relationship between extract keyword from the response date and the device annotation extract from the web pages in the transaction date. The actual algorithm have two parameters, and the first is support. It's used to indicate the frequency of the A appears, and the confidence is the frequency of the rule under the compaction in which the A appears. We can say when the support is very low and the confidence is about 50%, the actual algorithm works well. After the rule generation, we can establish the relationship between this extract keywords and the device annotations. As shown in the red table, it's a few examples rules we learned from ARE. And the red part is some keywords, and the red part is the device annotation. Here is the design and the implementation. ARE consists of four parts: the transaction collection, rule manner, rule library, and the planner. The transaction collection is used to collect the response date from remote device and extract some keywords from the response date, then search these keywords in the search engine to collect more description web pages. The remainder is the core part of ARE we have explained before, and the rule library is used to store these rules, and the planner is used to update the library. Following is the real-world performance evaluation. We use two data sets to evaluate the ARE. The first data set, we randomly choose more than 300 IoT devices and across four different device types and 60 different vendors and more than 300 different products. And the second data set consists of 6.9 million IoT devices that our application collects on the internet. We randomly sample 1,000 devices across 10 device types and 70 vendors. Totally, ARE can generate 100,000 rules in 1 week, and more than 90% of rules with a fine-grained annotation containing device type, vendor, and product. Compared to nmap, there is only 30% of rules with a fine-grained annotation. As shown in the red picture, red tables, ARE can achieve high performance and coverage above 95%. We also use ARE and nmap to tag the same number of response package. We can see ARE can achieve a high coverage than nmap and find more device annotations. ARE can also dynamically learn the rules, as shown in the red picture, with the increase of network range, and the number of rules is increasing as ARE learns the new rules. All this experiment is conducted on a desktop PC, and the time cost of ARE is very low in practice, and the main cost is the internet cost. To further demonstrate the effectiveness of ARE, we conduct three ARE-based applications. The first is the internet device measurement. We collect three application layer data from sensors, and we also deployed the collection model on Amazon and to collect RTSP application layer data. Using ARE, we can find 6.9 million IoT devices, and there is a large number of IoT devices exposed on the internet, and there is also a long tail description of this IoT device. And we can see the United States have the most IoT devices, and the next is China, and the following is Brazil. IoT device, ARE also can be used to detect some compromised IoT device. We deployed some honeypot for monitoring the traffic on the internet. We use ARE to label this captured IP address. A normal IoT device should never access our honeypot. If an IoT device access our honeypot, it is because that have been compromised or misconfiguration. Our honeypot is across from 4 countries, 7 cities, and the duration is about 2 months. We can find about 50 compromised IoT devices every day. In total, we find 2,000 compromised IoT devices, including DVR, router, NAS, and we also find some smart TV box, except the malicious behaviors. ARE also can used to find the underlying vulnerable device by cross-match the exposed IoT device with the vulnerability information library. And we can see that there is also a large number underlying vulnerable device in the cyberspace. And the most vulnerability is about the improbable implementation about such as credential management and the improbable access control. This four is very easy to be avoided if the developer to pay more attention to the security. Finally, we conclude our work. We propose the framework of ARE, and it can automatically generate rules for discovering IoT devices without human effort and training data set. We also implemented a protocol of ARE and evaluate its effectiveness. ARE can generate a larger number of routes in 1 week and achieve more fan-granted routes than existing tools. We also apply 3 ARE-based applications, and we can find a larger number of IoT devices exposed on the internet, and some devices is underlying vulnerable. We also can find thousands of compromised IoT devices. Thank you.
Hi, Matt Bernhardt, University of Michigan. I just wanted to say this is a great talk. I was wondering, have you thought about, you said you built a web crawler for this. Have you thought about hooking it up with census? I know you use census data, but is the rule set going to be available publicly? Because it's definitely something that I think could be rolled into census. It would make it a lot easier for us. So you generated this big rule set. Is that publicly available, or is the system available somewhere? Have you? Are you going to open source it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
I have a question. So you had a list of the devices, kinds of devices. How easily can that list be expanded as the number of IoT devices proliferates and new types of devices are introduced?
We cannot find the new kind of IoT device, but we can find the new model. As shown in the
as shown in the
table, we define some device type and the vendor, but the main work is to find more device models, because the device type and the vendor we can manually label them just a little human effort from Wikipedia or a small data site.